over.
And if it's getting much colder than light, then the pond might
freeze over.
And it had what before I got there?
Frozen.
Now, what do you call a room that you use for special occasions?
Living room.
And what do you call the place where you have chairs for people to, you know, just to sit around and talk?
Den area.
All right. And now, do you know any other words for those kind of areas? For living room?
Now, years ago, they would say parlor.
And what about for a kind of a room like this? Like a den. Have you ever heard it called anything else?
Or just family room.
Well,
now, so a lot of people call theirs the family room, but more call it the den area.
Well,
or the den.
Well, if you had a real big kitchen, and it had chairs, and it was sort of a place where people came and sat, what would you call something like that? Would you still just call it the
kitchen?
All right. And
kitchen and dining room. Would they eat in there too?
If they ate in there too. Mm-hmm. All right. Well.
Now years ago, so often that was what it was. You know, just a huge room with a kitchen in it.
But you think it was still called just the kitchen? Or was it still called this kind of
room? Well, it was the kitchen and dining room. It was just put together.
All right. What would it be called, that kind of room?
The kitchen and dining room.
Right. Well, speaking of rooms and how tall they are, you might say this room is about 8.5 feet
high.
Right.
Now, I don't know where my husband got that from, his grandparents or what, but I've noticed that if there's more than one foot, he will always say, this is an 8-foot house, you know, in building something or measuring, it's 8 foot.
What do you say, 8?
Feet.
Right.
But now I've noticed that even carpenters, you know, in measuring, they'll say it's 6.5 foot.
That's very interesting.
All carpenters say that I have heard.
That's very interesting. I wonder why that is.
It's just a standard word. They don't ever use the word feet unless they talk about, just look at my feet, you know, look, how they're swollen, you know, something like that. And if they're talking about their feet, they'll say feet.
But you always say feet.
Yes.
By measuring.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, now, yesterday we were talking about the barn and the loft of the barn. Now, what's a loft like? Describe it for me.
Well, there's an opening where you can go up. You can climb up to it. And there's just planks there. It's that you store hay and what have you in.
Well, is it just under the roof, or is it?
Yes,
does it have walls on four sides, or just?
It's under the roof, and just like a loft in a house. In fact, that's what we call it. See, this is a loft here, up over this ceiling between it and the roof. That's a loft.
Right.
We refer to that as a loft in our house.
That's Well, what about, yesterday we were talking about hay, and you said if you gathered it outside of the barn and then piled it up, it's called a what?
Pile of hay.
But if, you know, stored that way, a real big pile.
If you stored it, haystack.
And if you...
Now, years ago, we stacked our hay, you know.
You
put a pole down and we stacked it, or stacked the peanuts, and then it was taken to the picker to be picked. But now, we just never have stacked hay down here. We stacked the peanuts, you know, and then they would be hauled to the picker to be picked. Now, everybody did that.
What does it mean to pick the peanuts?
Pick the peanuts off of the vines, and then the hay...
Oh, you stack the vines and peanuts all together?
Yes.